From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It is Friday, January 18th, the year 2008. We are news and information media empire. And, you know, we like to talk a lot about how we're everywhere. You can find us satellite, online, FM. And today we really are everywhere. I'm Rachel Martin in New York. Newscaster Corva Coleman is in Washington, D.C. And our own beloved Allison Stewart is live from KCPW in Salt Lake City, Utah, covering the Sundance Film Festival. Allison, are you there?
I am. Hey, we're like the Charlie's Angels of news and information.
We're totally the Charlie's Angels.
I guess we wouldn't
Angels.
Be standing together and with our fingers pointed.
From
like
a distance.
But with microphones, that's what it would be. How are you, Rachel?
We're doing okay, holding down the fort in your absence. How's it going out there?
Things are going tremendously well. We're at KCPW, where the folks could not be nicer and have given us a fabulous setup. So big thanks to them. It's a wee bit cold out here. Even the people who are from Utah are saying it's a little cold. But that's all right. We are intrepid. We have been driving up to Park City, Utah. We spent the first day at the Sundance Film Festival, the opening day. We'll give you a little diary of sorts a little bit later on in the hour.
Cool. Very exciting. Also on the show, we're going to take a few minutes to round up the latest news from Iraq in a regular segment that we call The Week in Iraq. And this week we're going to talk with Amit Paley with The Washington Post.
And also, of course, most people know that Republican Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, is also a Baptist minister. A lot of young evangelical voters have been drifting towards Mike Huckabee, as opposed to some of the older evangelical voters. We'll dig into why that's happening with a man who represents a group of young evangelical voters who like Huck.
And Allison, seems you've run into our friend Daniel Holloway.
Yes, Daniel, we haven't actually seen each other. There's lots of high snowbanks. He could have been behind one. I'm not sure. And the place is lousy with movie critics and reporters. But Daniel Holloway is around, for sure.
Okay.
He's at Sundance, and he's up in Park City, Utah. And he is not only doing the indie thing this weekend, he's also seen the movie Cloverfield, which anybody who's been listening to this show and listening to our podcast,
we've been talking about it.
I've been waiting for this for months. So we'll get a review of Cloverfield from him, as well as one of our friends who's on Twitter.
Cool.
One of our listeners.
Very exciting. First, we're going to get the news from Corva Coleman. But before we do even that, here is the BPP's big story. The Dow Jones is at its lowest point in nearly a year, and manufacturing and new home construction are way down. But you might be about to get $800.
President Bush will propose an economic stimulus package this morning amid fears the country may be headed for the R-word, recession. The president and congressional leaders spoke yesterday and agreed that a rescue plan is quickly needed. But why they haven't agreed on is what kind of rescue.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is optimistic, however. She spoke yesterday after speaking to President Bush.
We had a very productive call with the president. Right at the start, the president said that there was a need for us to proceed with the stimulus package. He understands the concerns of the American people, and that gives me hope that we can, working together, come up with something very soon.
Now, House Minority Leader John Boehner said yesterday that time is of the essence.
It's hard to get anything moving within a year. And most of us believe that if we're going to have a stimulative effect at helping to revive what's becoming a sluggish economy, it needs to happen quickly.
The debate over exactly what to do breaks down like this. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says something needs to be done fast. Democrats and some Republicans favor a direct cash infusion to the public, mostly in the form of tax rebates. Other Republicans favor tax cuts.
Now, there have been calls from some corners to make President Bush's tax cuts, which expire in 2010, permanent. But indications are the president will focus today on short-term solutions and will avoid specifics.
Now, that's where the $800 comes in. President Bush is expected to call for tax rebates of up to $800 per person and $1,600 per household. He wants the rebate to apply to all Americans, while Democrats want to cap it at those making $115,000 a year or less. That's according to Forbes magazine.
A spokesman indicates that President Bush could announce a more detailed stimulus package in his State of the Union address on January 28th. House Speaker Pelosi says she'll have a proposal as early as next week.
That is the BPP big story. Now, here's Corva Coleman with even more news.